The late director Sam Peckinpah made films notorious for their dramatic, explosive violence. Two of Peckinpah's movies, Convoy and The Osterman Weekend, are now available on video cassette. If you've avoided Peckinpah's work in the past, our critic Ken Tucker says these two videos are worth checking out.
Chances are, when you think of the late director Sam Peckinpah, one or two film titles pop into your mind. The Wild Bunch or Straw Dogs, controversial films from about 15 years ago that at the time defined the limits of both pop cinema technique and violent machismo. Right now, Peckinpah is an unfashionable figure. It's taken for granted that the last few movies he directed, commercial bombs all, were worthless junk. But one of the virtues of the home video revolution is that you don't have to trust fussy old film critics. You can make up your own mind about these things by screening the movies yourself. For example, Peckinpah's last two films, Convoy and The Osterman Weekend, are now available on video cassette, and while neither is a masterpiece, they have considerable virtues. It's easy to understand why Convoy was pummeled when it first came out in 1978. Kris Kristofferson starred as a truck driver whose CB radio handle was Rubber Duck, and his love interest was Ally McGraw. Given these two alarmingly stiff actors, it's amazing that Peckinpah managed to pull off the quite funny, often exciting movie he did. He accomplished this through a further refinement of the slow-motion action scenes he developed in his Wild Bunch period. The high point of Convoy is a series of impossibly beautiful shots of 18-wheel trucks shimmering in the desert sun. In 1983, Peckinpah released The Osterman Weekend, gleefully ripping up a Robert Ludlum novel for his source material. Peckinpah boiled down Ludlum's stilted dialogue to speech that is nearly abstract, as in this choice morsel from co-stars John Hurd and Rutger Hauer.
Are you, expecting house guests this weekend? Joe and Betty Cardone, Richard and Virginia Tremaine, Bernard Osterman? The men were from your graduating class at Berkeley. This is the seventh such reunion, events known among you as Ostermans, in honor of their original sponsor. Are these people... represent a grave threat to the security of the United States of America. It's my job to convince you of the truth of these allegations. We could arrest all of the conspirators now, but it would be more helpful to the interests of the nation if we could have your assistance over the coming weekend.
What the hell are you talking about? You could arrest who? For what?
If... after I presented you with the initial evidence, you're not convinced, then of course you may go. Keeping your mouth shut, of course.
The strength of The Osterman Weekend lies not in its convoluted plot, but in its action sequences, and in particular a virtuoso climax involving an old-fashioned crossbow used for silent, bloody killing. The accessibility of Sam Peckinpah's work on videocassette allows anyone to rediscover the underrated skills of this original American director. After the gore and gasoline of these two films, you might also want to check out Junior Bonner and Ride the High Country, which show the gentler, contemplative side of Peckinpah. Other new videocassette releases include Woody Allen's Radio Days, Marlena, Maximilian Schell's documentary about Marlena Dietrich, and A Prairie Home Companion, The Final Show.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.